The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey combines a commitment to sensitive care with a state-of-the-art program. We proudly present Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
Because of their general medical background, PAs have a flexibility in many types of medicine, and they can be responsive to changing healthcare needs. And additionally, they are uniquely placed to provide preventive care services in all settings. My guest today is Hina Ahmed. She's a physician assistant at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Hina. Tell us a little bit about physician assistants. What kind of training do you have to have?
Hi, Melanie. So physician assistants go through a rigorous training program of, and we work basically alongside the medical students even in our training. It is a medicine and medical school-based training that physician assistants go through. It begins usually with 2 to 3 years of what we call the didactic year, and that is, you know, a crash course in all of medicine. We go through physiology, human anatomy, microbiology. We go through you know, all of the main courses that you need in order to have a foundation for the basis of everything you need, the knowledge for being a medical practitioner. And in those years, you, you know, are tested, and you go through many different testing methods in order to ensure that you have a very good, sound knowledge of, you know, the medical background. So that's the first part of the program. Then the second part of the program, which usually ranges from 1 to 2 years, is the part of the program where you're actually doing clinical rotations. And the clinical rotations occur in the hospital or in private practices, a lot like medical students when they have their rotations in, you know, the last 2 years of medical school. And we do the rotations in every modality. So it would, whether it's surgery or OBGYN, primary care, we get a sound background in that as well. And it's nice to get that hands-on experience because it's not just about what's in the textbook. It's actually about being able to interact with the actual human being and, you know, the disease courses and learning everything about diseases. And not every patient is textbook, so it's great to get the rotations and learn that. And after that, we go through you know, a very comprehensive national board examination put out through the PA board, and they it's called the PANS exam, and it's a very comprehensive exam of everything from you know, all of medicine, cardiology and gastroenterology, neurology, everything is in there. So, you know, we do go through a very rigorous course, you know, to become a physician assistant.
How are physician assistants helping to transform healthcare?
The nice thing about physician assistants, Melanie, is that we are an extension of the physician. The physician is only one person, has so much time, you know, to see their patients, to do what's needed in order to provide the best care to their patients. You know, some cases are a little more complex than others, and other cases are very straightforward, and it all depends on the patient. It's nice for the physician to be able to rely on a physician assistant to see the patients when they're not in the office, round on the patients in the hospital when they're unable to be in the hospital. They may be doing something else, and they may be in surgery or attending to patients in the office, and the physician assistant is kind of like their partner. You know, they work hand in hand with each other. The physician assistant, you know, works with what we call the supervising physician, which is the physician that is overseeing the physician assistant's work. And they, you know, work hand in hand together. And so it's like having a team and a physician having an extension. And the way that it's going to change healthcare is that it's going to help to provide more comprehensive care to patients, making sure that, you know, the patients are receiving exactly what they need, you know, being attended to the way that they should, being diagnosed properly, reducing errors, because you'll have, you know, the physicians have this extension of themselves and someone that they can trust to also see their patients along with them.
So how do PAs, Hina, increase that cost-effectiveness of healthcare? If you're helping that physician as an extending hand of them, how is that helping with the cost of healthcare?
Well, it's helping with the cost of healthcare because it, you know, reduces, again, we talked about medical errors and how it reduces medical errors, and it reduces, time that patients spend in the hospital because the physician assistant is able to recognize certain things and able to speak to the physician about it and get that patient going if they're in the hospital, in the sense that if there's a problem, the physician assistant is there to take care of it. If there are tests that need to be reviewed, the physician assistant is there to review. It's not, you're not waiting for the physician to finish his office work, then come to the hospital to round and to do all of that. So, and it increases the chances that things are being done properly, that there's no errors, and errors and things delay the treatment process, and obviously there's a degree of mortality and morbidity that goes with that as well. So this reduces that drastically. And that's what is one of the benefits of having a physician assistant, and why physicians like to have that partnership, is because they're able to extend themselves as a physician much more and see more patients and take care of more patients without feeling that they are not providing the care that they need to.
So give the listeners a little bit of your best advice, Hina, because sometimes they might say, I want the physician. I don't want the physician's assistant. Tell them why you would say, no, maybe you really want to see me.
Well, I think the best advice that I can give is that, it's always wonderful to be able to see the physician. But I always find, and especially, and I can only speak to my own personal experience, is that the patients, actually prefer to come and see me because I can spend a little bit more time with them. I can answer their questions. I can go over in detail what medications they're on, what's going on with them, not just as a single item that they've come in to see me for, but I can also go through many more things with them, maybe pick up on things that the physician may not have had time to go over with them because they're a little bit busier. They are doing a lot of other things, going from one place to another sometimes. So I know in my situation, at least, that the patients sometimes prefer, when they have a lot of questions, that they see me because I can answer them thoroughly. And, they also, patients have to understand that the training that the physician has had and the physician assistant is pretty much in line with each other. Obviously, the physician's had a little bit more training, more experience, but the physician assistant, the longer that you work, the more skilled and trained you become. But it's definitely a benefit sometimes to see the physician assistant for these reasons, is because they can be more attentive to your needs.
Very well said. And does the Affordable Care Act recognize physician assistants?
It absolutely does. And the Affordable Care Act is actually looking to provide an outlet, especially for physicians in the primary care setting and in internal medicine, for the use of physician assistants more widely, and for the reasons that I've gone over with you, is because there is a more cost effective and again, with the whole physician extension, cost effective kind of way of it, that the Affordable Care Act is definitely looking at physician assistants and recognizing them as a key part of the medical care system.
Hina, in just the last minute, your best advice and why women should come to the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey for their care.
I think that, my best advice would be, when you're looking to have a baby, you want to go somewhere where you're going to, receive personal care, someone who's going to sit down and spend time with you and really review with you what are the reasons why you're not getting pregnant. What are the things that are not being addressed maybe by the OBGYN or were not addressed at a previous fertility clinic, being thorough with your care, which is very important. Many patients will come to us from different places, in different offices, or even walk through the door and not know anything about their fertility. But I really feel that the Reproductive Science Center, we take that extra time, we take the extra care to talk to the patients and really review everything, answer their questions thoroughly. And like I mentioned myself, with the physicians are great, they're wonderful. They review everything with the patients as well. Sometimes it's nicer to have a longer talk with someone and really go over anything, and I'm always available to do that with the patients, go over what are the reasons why certain things didn't work or are working, or what are the reasons why, pregnancy is, there's a little bit of an obstacle for pregnancy. So It's definitely something that we take pride in, is spending time with the patients and really making them feel at ease with their care.
Thank you so much, Hina. What a doll you are. RSCNJ is very lucky to have you with them. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Fertility Talk with the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. For more information, you can go to fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.